Just going back to the final examination in June 1953, we were sort of examined in medicine. I got a good mark. I think it was distinction level. And then for surgery, we had an interview with two external examiners. And you had to do a mock operation. And mine was supposedly on the Saturday morning. I'd done some revision, so I thought, oh, I'll have a nice rest on the Friday afternoon and then I'll be fit for the examination tomorrow. There was a knock on the door. The examiners wanted to go home early. Could I come straight away to be examined? So I had to go off and do my final surgery exam. I went to the coombe and there was a dead horse laid out. And my task was the operation called a roaring operation, which means opening up the larynx of a horse and ablating the vocal cords. I had never seen that operation done in my life. It had never been demonstrated. We had lecture notes, of course. I had a very good line drawing in my mind of what a horse's larynx was made of. So I proceeded to gown up as if I was doing a real operation on this dead horse, and I made a wonderful dissection of the base of its tongue. I never found the larynx. So that was my final examination, was cutting into its tongue, looking for a non-existent larynx. The horse was upside down, and that totally altered the anatomy because its neck was stretched out, so where I thought should have been a larynx wasn't at all. Anyway, I passed surgery on that. Incompetent inability. I didn't get my credit, which I hoped for, but didn't really matter. So that was my experience of surgical training.